From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. It is Tuesday, January 22nd. Hey there, I'm Rachel Martin. Flying a solo plane here at BPP World Headquarters today, while Allison Stewart is picking and choosing from the least evil stopovers on her way back from the Sundance Film Festival. But I've got company. The lovely Corva Coleman is in my co-chair this morning, joining us from Washington, D.C.
And you're doing a lovely job.
Hey, thank you, ma'am. So, you know, I take a taxi to work very early in the morning, and usually I don't watch. In New York, you can watch TV in the taxi.
I don't.
But today I watched, and I have to say I was a little bummed out. They were talking about how this is supposed to be the most depressing week of the entire year. Apparently,
why?
This is when our credit card bills come in from our holiday overspending. This is when we have fallen off the wagon with our resolutions already, like 2-3 weeks into it. And it's really, really cold outside, which puts us in a bad mood. So I heard that, and immediately I was totally bummed out. I was like, who are you local news anchors who are making me depressed as I'm on my way to work?
I don't want to be told I'm fat.
I know.
Or poor.
I know. It's just, it's
or
not
cold.
Good. So I am here to tell our listeners, defy this. When you hear people making up these names like January Bad Depression Month, ignore it. Let us move on. Pay your bills. Stick to your resolutions or don't, but, you know,
oh, heck.
Don't
eat.
Be depressed. Just
enjoy yourself.
Eat a cookie. It's okay. It's only January for crying out loud.
Eat cheesecake.
Eat cheesecake. Life's short. Speaking of life being short, you should have more BP in your life. And on this show, this hour, we're going to talk about an important story. We're going to talk about Hal Turner, an internet radio host from New Jersey, whose civil rights groups have called one of the most vocal neo-Nazis in the country. Now, the Southern Poverty Law Center, a civil rights firm and advocacy group, says that Turner is an FBI informant. Now, if that's true, we're not saying it is, if that's true, they say the FBI has crossed an ethical line. We're going to talk to someone from the center and also to NPR's own FBI correspondent, Dina Temple Raston, for a reality check about the FBI's use of informants.
Now, Rachel, we're also going to talk with one of our favorite BPP friends. That's Lizzie Goodman. She's the editor-at-large for Blender Magazine about some of today's new music releases. So, on tap, we've got the Wigs, we've got Meow,
Cat Power,
we've got the Flesh Tones. And they've got a new single that's called Shiny Hiney. I am not making this up.
I love that song. It's cool. We'll talk about all of that. We're also going to get the news from Corva in just a minute. But first, here is the BPP's big story. The knives come out in South Carolina just 5 days before that state's Democratic primary. Senators Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton engaged in some of the sharpest exchanges in the campaign so far. It all went down last night in a debate in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It started in response to a question about fiscal conservatism, but the discussion quickly turned to one of credibility, with both Clinton and Obama faulting the other for changing positions. It all took place against a backdrop of former President Bill Clinton's increasingly sharp jabs at Obama. Here's how it started.
When Senator Clinton or President Clinton asserts that I said that the Republicans had better economic policies since 1980, that is not the case. Now, the viewers aren't concerned with this kind of back and forth. What they're concerned about is who's actually going to help them get health care, how are they going to get their kids going to college, and that's the kind of campaign I've tried to run. I think that's the kind of campaign we should all try to run.
Well, I couldn't agree more, but I do think that your record and what you say does matter. And when it comes to a lot of the issues that are important in this race, it is sometimes difficult to understand what Senator Obama has said, because as soon as he is confronted on it, he says that's not what he meant.
Ouch. Clinton went on to insist that Obama recently expressed admiration for many Republican economic policies. Obama said, that's not what he said.
What I said was, is that Ronald Reagan was a transformative political figure because he was able to get Democrats to vote against their economic interests, to form a majority, to push through their agenda, an agenda that I objected to, because while I was working on those streets, watching those folks see their jobs shipped overseas, you were a corporate lawyer sitting on the board of Walmart. I was fighting these fights.
Soon after that, Clinton tried to pipe in, and the crosstalk got a bit out of hand. But moderator Wolf Blitzer eventually regained control. He gave Clinton a chance to respond.
In an editorial board with the Reno newspaper, you said two different things because I have read the transcript. Mm-hmm. You talked about Ronald Reagan being a transformative political leader. I did not mention his name.
Your husband did.
Well, I'm here. He's
okay,
not.
Okay, well,
and
I can't tell who I'm running against sometimes.
Well,
Jerry. Things got heated in there. And Obama's was an especially loaded line when you consider reports this week that Democratic leaders Ted Kennedy and Rahm Emanuel have called on the former president to tone down the attacks on Obama. But let's get back to the debate. Somebody else was there, too. A man by the name of John Edwards. When he got a little mic time, here's what he did with it.
What I want to say first is, are there three people in this debate? Not two. And I also want to know on behalf of voters here in South Carolina, this kind of squabbling, how many children is this going to get health care?
And it's only Tuesday. There's more to come. South Carolina holds its Democratic primary Saturday. And that is the BPP Big Story. Now here's Corva Coleman with the news.